Now, today's top federal headlines. The budget deal passing the Senate puts the NDAA back on the forefront. The House and Senate Armed Services Committees will work together to conform the bill to the budget deal's parameters. That's if Congress doesn't override the president's veto of it, which there isn't a high probability of since the House did not have the votes to do it when the bill was originally passed. With more details on the budget deal, here's Federal News Radio's Tom Temin.
The two-year budget deal passed while you were snug in bed this morning is headed to the president's desk. It means a major reason Fed cite for lousy morale disappears at least until 2017. The deal diminishes budgeting and program uncertainty. It takes the threat of a government shutdown and employee furloughs off the table. Even Treasury Secretary Jack Lew can stop complaining. The lift in the debt ceiling means no default. I'm Tom Temin.
DOD is setting up a new system of records to help provide notification to employees affected by the OPM data breach. They're working with OPM to handle the breach notifications. Workers can go to OPM's website and it will redirect them to a DOD website where it can tell them whether or not they've been affected by the breach. The Defense Department is also using a new cybersecurity implementation plan to change its culture and add more discipline. The strategy focuses on tools and training. DOD says the goal is to ensure commanders, leaders, and all employees understand the basics of cybersecurity. High turnover in top management positions at the Small Business Administration is keeping the agency from resolving many of its long-standing issues. This is all from a GAO report saying information technology security and other programs have been challenges for SBA for over 15 years. SBA has also had 8 different administrators over the past 10 years, including 6 different COOs during that time. The FAA announces it is setting up a drone task force to streamline the registration process for the devices. PC World reports Google, Amazon, and Walmart will be a part of the team. Their objective is to formulate recommendations for a registration system by November 20th. The Navy is also looking for input from industry before it decides the next steps in its multi-billion dollar Next Generation Enterprise Network contract. More from Federal News Radio's Jared Serbu.
The Navy's Program Executive Office for Enterprise Information Systems has set an industry day for November 17th in Arlington, Virginia. Officials have long said that they want to break the Navy Marine Corps intranet into separate segments serviced by different vendors competing for different slices of that massive network. But as of now, HP is the incumbent for all $3.5 billion worth of the NGEN contract. The Navy says it wants industry input to help inform a reworking of that contract, which is due to expire in 2018. Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio.
Also opening its doors to industry experts, the Department of Defense. Jason Miller tells us more in the IT report.
The Defense Department is expecting to bring in as many as 10 industry experts for a year-long detail to focus on specific technology challenges. Terry Halverson, the DoD Chief Information Officer, says the private sector experts will serve on his staff or with the service's CIO's staff. Halverson says DoD is in need of special skills in areas such as software-defined networking and automated security. As part of the program, DoD also will send its senior executives to industry. I'm Jason Miller.
Transportation Department Secretary Anthony Fox announces $500 million under the Tiger Grant Program is going to fund transportation projects across the nation. The grants will go towards investments in innovation and projects to improve bridges. This brings the grand total to $5 billion provided by the program. Find these stories and more at federalnewsradio.com. I'm Eric White.